This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller.
Rescuers proceeded with their search operations for survivors in the Syrian city of Aleppo as the death toll from the earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria this week nears 16,000. Ashuri Rashid, who's with the Algerian Red Crescent Society, told Reuters News that at times like this, one extends a helping hand to first try and save a life, and if not able to do that, preserve the dignity of those who've lost theirs. Within 72 hours of passing since the disaster, Syrians also remain at the scene with hope of finding survivors from underneath the rubble of their homes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday that he believed his country would join the European Union after emerging victorious from its war with Russia. He says that for the first time in history, the European Union provides military aid at such a huge scale. And for the first time, it's also working in a positive evaluation of internal reforms in the European country of what is defending itself against a total war. Zelensky also thanked Ukraine's allies for the military and humanitarian aid they've thus far provided since Russia's invasion in February of last year, which has included airstrikes on the country's critical infrastructure. The United States has imposed sanctions against seven leading members of a notorious Russian hacking gang known as TrickBot, according to the Treasury Department. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com, as well as downloading our mobile application for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This